Would our guests in the galleries please rise, as well as our Senate members and guests on the floor of the chamber, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 25th chapter of Proverbs, we read, "A word fitly spoken is like an apples of gold in a setting of silver." Lord God, we are very much aware how people listen to what we say, so it is important that your Spirit guides us, that it guides us so that our words are right and proper, and yet some will criticize and disagree with us, while others rejoice and praise us. So help us to prepare well in whatever media is called forth, always aware of who is our audience. So bless us, Lord, that our study is always disciplined and conveys what is most needed. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernskatter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Eggeman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucktemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 4th is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 43rd day, Monday, April 1, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dismissed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County, we do not allow props on the floor of the Senate. The pin with the flashlight in it is indeed a prop as per the rules of the Senate, and I would appreciate you removing that prop. The senator from Boone has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, may I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, we can have an offline conversation as to where exactly that prop rule exists as it relates to ink pens. But as it stands right now, I don't know that I agree with your assertion. I will live with it for the moment, but we might have an additional conversation.
Senator, are you wishing to state a point of order?
No, I'm just wishing to have a brief conversation with you, and I'm finished now. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 1st District appeared on his feet and audible to me.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest to introduce.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and my right with us today is my constituent, Charlie Backer. He is the proprietor of Charlie's Hot Sauce, and he is here for your Buy Missouri Day today, Governor.
Let's welcome Charlie to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the first, may I inquire of you?
Yes, Mr. President.
Have you ever tried Charlie's Hot Sauce?
Not just yet, but lunchtime is nearing.
Yes, and I would encourage everybody to try many Buy Missouri products today and this year. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Governor.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire briefly of you?
State your inquiry.
Okay, it's not necessarily an inquiry, but it's a safety message. We still have the same safety problem over on the other corner in the chamber for those that's transgressing by, or moving by, the senator from St. Genevieve. He still has a leg up on the Senate, Mr. President.
He does, and I appreciate your concern for safety first, and maybe others will learn from...
Well, I wanted to keep my orange cones over there, but it was ruled a prop while you were gone, Mr. President.
That would be appropriate. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Phelps County.
I have a few very special guests to introduce today.
Proceed.
First, on my left and your right, we have businessman Josh Ingram. Josh is a businessman from Camden County, and he owns Aristo's Beverages. And also, on my left and your right, I have several different Civil Air Patrol students with us today from the Fort Leonard Wood area. We have Abigail Spurgeon, Dante Grasso, Kim Dreesward, Roberto Nicor, Jose Nicor, John Myers, Nelson Cullen, and Colin Mitchell. And also with them, Michelle Spurgeon, Josiah Spurgeon, and Maggie James. I wish if you all could help me give them a warm welcome.
Let's welcome Josh, as well as members from the Civil Air Patrol, to the Missouri Senate today. Please rise. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to also recognize some special guests to my right and to your left. Coming on behalf of the Normandy Schools Collaborative, as well as Beyond Housing, if we could recognize Ms. Carrie Collins, who is from Charlac in St. Louis County, Ms. Pamela Westbrooks Hodge, who's the Vice President, Normandy School Board, Raina Spencer from Bell Ridge, Missouri, and Ms. Brianna Hawkins from Pine Lawn, all from St. Louis County. If the chamber can recognize them, I would highly appreciate it.
Let's recognize these guests from the center of the 14th District. Senator from Newton County.
Well, guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your front and behind me up in the gallery, we have 26 students and two instructors from MSSU's School of Social Work from Joplin. We have Dr. Renee White and Ms. Tara Garrity with them as their instructors. And I'd like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests in the upper chamber of the Senate of the 32nd. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction of the special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and behind me is the students from 7th grade from Lone Jack, Missouri. Stand up, kids. They're led today by Eric Shearer. I'd ask the body to make them feel very welcome.
Let's welcome these young men and ladies from Lone Jack. Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a special guest to my right and to your left. We have two of my constituents from the city of St. Peter's who are here to advocate on behalf of the Parents as Teachers programs. We have Ms. Heather Bell, and we have also Mrs. Ann Young. So they are here. They have a long day of appointments speaking to members of the Senate to talk about their program, which I've been a supporter of, and I would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these special guests from the 23rd District. Senator from Cole.
President, I have a special guest from Osage County here. Would you stand up, please? Robin Lemke, she's here for Buy Missouri Day. She has Simply Scrumptious Cakes and Catering. I'm sure you've had those before when you visited Osage County.
Have you ever had Simply Scrumptious Cakes and Catering?
Absolutely. They're expensive, but they're good.
They're scrumptious.
Yeah, they're scrumptious.
You get what you pay for, Senator.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're very, very good. Well, I guess when I did it, it was an auction, and I didn't actually buy them from Robin. It was more of a donation.
Would you like to introduce your guest?
You ever made a donation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, I'd like to introduce Robin Lemke from Osage County.
Let's welcome Robin to the Senate chamber today.
Thank you.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, I have some other members of the Missouri Civil Air Patrol in Central Missouri area. On behalf of myself and also the senators from Cole and Callaway, we've got Major Carl Schulte from Jeff City, Oliver Carson from Columbia, Alexander Jones from Fulton, Thomas Klinke from Columbia, Major Michael McCready from Columbia, and Joshua Habner, that's not right, but from Avaz. I'd ask the Senate to make them all feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these members of the Civil Air Patrol. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, up in the upper gallery in the purple shirts, we have people who make sure our kids are on track developmentally and ready to learn when they start off in kindergarten. These are the members of Parents as Teachers. They are here for Child Advocacy Day. Please join me in making them welcome to Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome these special guests from the 24th District. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some very special guests I'd like to introduce.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, I have a lot of state championship wrestlers with us today. First of all, I have Hayden Burks from Bolivar, Missouri. He took first place in the 160-pound weight class. He's joined by his parents, Robert and Melissa Burks, and athletic trainers and coaches from Bolivar, Missouri. So if maybe they can wave and if we could make them feel welcome.
Let's make these folks feel welcome today in the state Senate chamber. Proceed.
And also, Mr. President, I have the Lebanon Lady Yellow Jackets wrestling team here today. Some are up in the balcony, but I have some state champions here down on the floor with me. I have Emily Young, was a state qualifier. Ashlyn Losher was fourth place. Quincy Glendinning, state champ. Dream Cunningham, runner-up, and Talora Frisbee was fourth place. So these Lady Jackets did excellent. I'm proud of all my students in my district. They did very well in the wrestling arena this year. So I would like everybody to please congratulate them and make them
welcome. Let's also welcome these state champions to the Senate chamber. Senator from Newton.
Introduction of a second special guest, please.
Proceed.
To your left and my right, we have Steve Stockman, who's director of the Joplin Regional Airport. They're up for Aviation Day today, and would like the body to please make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome this guest from Newton County. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Then would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Revision Bill 1, entitled An Act for the Sole Purpose of Repealing Expired, Ineffective, and Obsolete Statutory Provisions, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business in the Senate is announcements. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Your Senate Education Committee meeting will be meeting at 12:15 in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1400 this day.